Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today I would like to explore the title of our podcast, The Furnace, according to St. John of the Cross, arguably the greatest theologian on the workings of the spiritual life. The topic comes to mind as we read the famous story of the blazing fiery furnace in the book of Daniel in today's first reading. Now, for those very much engaged in the spiritual life and a life of faith, one ought to expect what is traditionally known as the purgative way. St. John of the Cross describes the purgative way as like a damp logwood, which represents one's soul, and that log is being thrown into a fiery furnace. For those beginning, the flame does not do much to the log. It's too wet and dark. Although the fire of God's love is working, the fire is not gentle, but afflictive. The log breaks out into sweat, the smoke is dark, and things sputter. The light of the flame can only reveal the person's defects. That is what the flame does to an imperfect soul. Yet as one persists and grows in virtue and prayer, the fire forces all the bugs and the cockroaches and any lasting impurities to escape the log. In the spiritual life, and this is my experience in giving spiritual guidance to those who are striving to have a deep prayer life, is to not be surprised if one feels a lot of pain, falls into an occasional sin, because that's just the fire doing its job. For such persons, when things like that happen, it is often a sign that things are on the right track, even if you feel that things have hit the fan. The cockroaches hidden in the log need to be set pecking. Ultimately, the fire of love burns through the log and the fire will totally consume the log, such that the darkness and pain that once experienced is transformed into a gentle sweetness, where the fire has totally engulfed the log and now the soul and God are now perfectly united. As St. John of the Cross says in his poem, "O living flame of love that tenderly wounds my soul in its deepest centre, since now you are not oppressive, now consummate. If it be your will, tear through the veil of this sweet encounter." I invite you all to have that ardent desire to allow the furnace of God's love, the Holy Spirit, to gently burn away our impurities so as to be totally consumed by His love and thus be a blazing witness to the world. Let us pray. Enlighten, O God of compassion, the hearts of your children sanctified by penance, and in your kindness, grant those you stir to a sense of devotion, a gracious hearing when they cry out to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.